365.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are Snow's Home and Garden Showplace today on Main Street in Orleans. And I know it's a little drizzly and not the best day to be outside, but it's going to get better. Come on down to Snow's. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. And it's a customer appreciation open house type day with me here. All of their trees and shrubs are 20% off, and that includes all of the new proven winter shrubs and all of the American Beauty, which are native plants to New England, Leland cypress, Coosa dogwoods, beautiful hydrangeas, and then all the products that we talk about, things like the Jonathan Green fertilizers, the Monterey Lawn and Garden products, the Organica products, Earth Boxes, which is an incredible way of growing plants. If you want to grow bigger and faster tomatoes and peppers, use the Earth Box. But all of the products made by Bayer, Scotts, the Wet and Forget, the St. Gabriel, if you have slug problems, they have Sluggo. So everything that's here that I talk about today only until 2 o'clock is 20% off. So just that alone is worth coming down. And again, if you have problems with insects or diseases, bring a bag full, and we'll try and help you out with them. A Ziploc bag. Yeah, we don't want to spread them all over the greenhouse. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, we still have Eric hanging on the line from last hour with the question about his rhododendron.
Okay, that's right. We were talking about rhododendrons. They had a lot of spots. And the main problem with the rhododendrons getting spotted is a fungus disease. And with all the rain that we have had, it is a very serious problem. Now, I know the nursery had told you to remove the lower branches. I don't know what that was going to do for it, but that's not something that I would recommend. What I would like to see you do is when the new growth begins to emerge in early to mid-June on your rhododendrons, use a product like Serenade on it. And that will help to prevent the spores that are blowing in the air to attack the plant. Now, the other new plant, the other new product is called Vaccinate. And Vaccinate will help to make the walls of the leaves thicker. And that will help to fight off disease problems. And it helps with the plant to keep it a lot healthier. So, but you need to do this while the growth is young, it's still tender, and it will control the problem. So either something like Vaccinate or Serenade, and you want to apply it as the new growth develops, and then do it every couple of weeks or maybe 2, possibly 3 applications this year. With all the rain, you would probably have to do it 3, maybe 4 times because the rain keeps washing it off. But you need to put the fungicide on the plant, on the new growth, because it's tender, and that's where disease problems will attack the plant, not on the old leaves. They're all tough, and they don't want to feed on that. They want nice, tender shoots. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Heidi on the line, who's got a problem with bamboo.
Heidi, you have some Japanese bamboo? Tell me about it.
I have bamboo. I'm not sure what kind it is, but it is so invasive, I have not been able to come up with any way of getting rid of it. It's I know that it's been there for a long time, and it is starting to get to a point where it's coming into my my flower bed. It's coming into the lawn area, and no matter what I do, I can't get rid of it.
I know.
I've tried
it's a
pulling
real
it up.
Tough. Yeah, the only way that I have found that you can get rid of some of these bamboos is you have to start right now. You need to either, if it's in the grass, mow it. If it's in flower beds, if it's in wooded areas, cut it down almost every week. Sometimes it could be every 2 weeks. But you need to remove the top of the foliage on a constant basis. And you do that in April, in May, in June, in July, and then in the middle of August, you allow the Japanese bamboo that's in the gardens to grow. Now, what's going to happen is towards the end of August, the bamboo will make a tiny white flower. It almost looks like baby's breath, a big cluster of kind of a creamy white blossom. Mm-hmm. When it's in bloom, and only when it's in bloom, the energy that's in the roots that keeps the plant strong is being sent to the top of the plant to make flowers, to make seed, to make it spread even faster. At that point, if you take either cleanup, kills all, or the strong Roundup. Now, Roundup comes at 18%, and it comes at, I think, 35 or 36%. Don't mess around with the weaker strength. Buy the stronger Roundup. You spray the foliage three times once a week. Roundup is a weed killer that's absorbed through the foliage and then is taken down to the roots where it kills the root. And the only time you can do that is during the last part of August and into September, when the energy that's in the root to protect it is on the top of the plant making seed. So keep cutting it down to weaken it and weaken it. Middle of August, leave it alone. Let it come up. Let it make a white flower. And as soon as you see the flower buds appear, hit it 3 weeks in a row with a strong Roundup, kills all, or clean up, three applications, and that will eliminate over 50% of it. The following year, you do the same thing, and you should get rid of it after 2 years. Thank you, Heidi. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Richard on the line, who's got a problem with a star magnolia.
Richard, tell me what's happening with your magnolia. Is it not blooming, or what's the problem?
All right, Paul. It did bloom in the springtime as scheduled, and right now we're seeing a lot of yellow leaves that are dropping off. Normally, this kind of thing doesn't happen until later, as you know, and
right.
It seems the leaves are coming from more inside. We have an abundance of green. I mean, that's not the issue at the moment. I mean, we have a really
right.
abundance of green, but. It's just that we seem to be raking underneath that tree rather constantly in this last couple of weeks. And in addition, and I'm not a very good gardener, sir, so please forgive my description here. Pickle-like pods that are falling as well. Maybe not too good a description, but I'm hoping you follow
those,
me.
Yeah, the pods that are falling are the seed pods.
Uh-huh.
They are seed pods.
Those are the seed pods?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
They're the bees and the wind did their job. Your magnolia flowers were pollinated, and it produces a fairly tall pod, kind of misshapen. And if the plant is able to retain them and to fertilize the seed to mature it. It will crack open in the late summer, early fall, and it will be a red, looks like a big lima bean in that pod.
Mm-hmm.
But those are seeds. Now, because they're falling, I'm thinking that there's something the matter with your soil.
Okay, may I continue?
Yeah.
We did put down some black mulch, and we're wondering if maybe, I know the black mulch and all, they have to color it, correct?
Well, some of it is colored and some of it is just real, real old bark mulch that has almost turned to soil. But that would have nothing to do
okay.
with it. What I'd like to have you do
okay.
is check your soils. And it sounds to me that you may have some clay in your soil. And what I would do is I would get some liquid gypsum. And a lot of the nurseries carry that. You could spray the liquid gypsum underneath the tree, and I would go 5 or 10 feet beyond the drip line of the tree. The liquid gypsum will coat the particles of clay, preventing the particles from sticking together, and that would improve the overall drainage in your soil.
Sir?
Yes.
If I may, only because I know the soil, there is no clay. This is a soil that drains rapidly. It is underneath my, you know, the humus and so forth. It is it has a rocky kind of base, you know.
Right.
So it doesn't retain water.
Doesn't retain the water.
No, sir. It drains
yep.
down. We don't have a drainage problem. That's good. But we, you know, I was careful not to do anything, you know, in terms we do have the lawn and put on the, you know, the products. And I heard you talking.
Right. I don't think it's a weed killer.
Last few weeks in the Northeast, we've had more than our fair share of damp, rainy weather. You think you're depressed? Take a look at your lawn. Those brown spots cropping up are caused by common lawn diseases like red thread and dollar spot that have a field day in weather like this. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie with the Scotts Company. Don't let lawn fungus ruin your nice green lawn. Stop the problem before it spreads with Scotts Lawn Fungus Control. Once a lawn disease like red thread or dollar spot takes hold, it can quickly spread across your entire lawn and eventually even kill it. If fungus is left untreated in your lawn, it can come back year after year. Thankfully, Scotts Lawn Fungus Control is specially designed to stop and prevent these diseases from setting in. And because it's from Scotts, Lawn Fungus Control is guaranteed to get the job done or your money back. So with lawn disease on the rise, now is the perfect time to pick up Scotts Lawn Fungus Control in the orange bag. From Scotts, this is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. newrevonline.com. Improve your life today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 9th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 9:15:40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9.41.87, $4.70.93 for a half ounce, or $2.35.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $9.41.87, $4.70.93, and $2.35.47.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace in Orleans. We're answering all kinds of questions. We'd love to see you. And I will be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. So come on by and say hello. We have coffee for you. There were some donuts earlier. And every time we take a break, we give a door prize. We've given quite a few. And 20% off all of the products that I talk about during the program, and all their trees and shrubs, today only, are 20% off. So take advantage of it. For example, they have some blue hydrangea here, the regular PG. They're 3 feet tall, 4 feet wide, and a super price of only $45. Take off 20%, that makes them $35, and there's a dozen or more flowers on them. Well worth coming down just for the hydrangea. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Rosalind on the line who has a question about wet and forget.
Yes, good morning. How can we help you with wet
good
and
morning.
Forget?
Yeah, 2 years ago I used wet and forget. With some semi-successful results, I was skimpy on it because I had a huge deck. It was like 64 feet long. And besides the railings and everything, so I didn't want to buy another gallon, you know, until I knew how this worked. It was fair, but my real question now is, I just had the deck painted. They just finished Saturday. Would it be a good idea while it's absolutely clean and pristine to put it on, or should I wait till next year when there's a new accumulation of, mold?
Wet and forget works by killing the actual plant.
Okay.
So by putting it on now, you would be wasting your money. But
okay.
See, the thing that you did is when you put it on, it will take a week or two to absorb the product. Mm-hmm. And it's taken down to the roots. And then every time it rains, pieces of the plant will break off because it's killed the plant. But it kills it down to the root. So by you applying it before they painted, that's a good thing. If you had painted on top of the mold and the mildew growing on your deck, that particular mold and mildew is strong enough to puncture the new layer of paint, and you would have the same problem again probably by the end of August. But wet and forget is a contact. It's not a preventative.
Yeah. No, I didn't use the wet and forget before the painting. I used the wet and forget about 2 years ago. So.
Oh, well.
No.
It doesn't last 2 years.
That's what I said. You know, that was not my real question. My question was, I had semi-satisfactory results. Like the next year, I had a lot of mold. So this is the third year. But the deck was washed completely before I, had it painted. So I was just wondering, yeah. So I should wait till I get a new batch of mold.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't do any good. It doesn't do any good to put it on there now.
Yes.
And you've got to follow the recommendations.
Okay.
The product is going to work. You need to wet the entire surface. And if you, just like anything else, if you skimp and you don't put it down according to the directions, it's not going to work correctly for you. And I know you want to save a dollar, but in this case, the dollar that you save did not do the job that you wanted it to. But in the future, as soon as you see the moss and the mold develop, do it according to the label. You want to saturate the wood. You don't want it running off the deck. You want to wet it thoroughly, and then you just forget it. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Janice on the line, who's looking for a recommendation on some plants.
Janice, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Hi, Paul. My husband and I have just purchased an investment property that is going to have a raised septic system, and I'm looking for recommendations for plantings on the top. I don't know how much topsoil there'll be, but it will be getting a lot of sun.
Now, you want shrubbery, or do you want perennials, or?
I don't know how big shrubs can be, so perennials, yes, is what I would.
Okay.
Any suggestions?
If you have a nice... Yeah, if you have a nice sunny area, anytime you plant perennials or annuals, you do need to have at least 6 inches of good soil. Because if you try and get away with just 2 to 3 inches, as soon as the heat and the dryness comes, then they're going to fall apart. We're kind of coming up to a break. Once the break is over, I'll give you a list of plants that will do really well in a sunny area with a lot of sand in that growing condition. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Anteater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We were talking to a lady about a new garden to grow over a septic system. And as far as perennials, it's totally, totally up to you. What I would like you to do is to try and select perennials that are going to bloom at different times of the year. So in the early part of the summer, things like ground phlox, because they'll come up and bloom during late April, early May. Your tall phlox are just coming into flower right now, so that's something that's going to bloom during July. Rose mallow is something that blooms during August. You have all kinds of daisies right now. The Gloriosa daisies, the black-eyed Susans. There's one that I have in my garden that I just love. It's called Irish Eyes. It has a green center with pale yellow petals on it. and they're just coming into bloom. So you want to try and design a perennial bed so that you have something in bloom on a regular basis rather than a big show all at once and then nothing there, unless you have two homes. If you have a house, let's say, in Boston, and you have a home on Cape Cod, then you want everything that's going to bloom while you're in Boston, and then during the summer, when you're on Cape Cod during June, July, and August, you don't need to have color there. So design the garden for when you're going to be there. But it depends on what colors that you like, on the height that you want. And what I would do is I would draw myself on a piece of paper a diagram of your garden, bring it down to your local nursery or garden center, and say, I have this flower bed that's 10 feet by 15. I like yellow, pink, and orange. What can I plant in there? And then the garden center can help you to select plants that will bloom for specific times of the year and with specific colors. There's no sense putting red flowers if you don't like red. But draw a diagram so they know the length by the width, and then they can determine what perennials would be best for your liking. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Wendy on the line, who actually has the same question. She's wondering about a recommendation for some plants.
Okay. Wendy, what kind of a situation do you have, or is there a specific time of the year that you want color?
It has to do with shrubs on either side of the front porch, front steps.
Okay.
Looking for something that's non-allergenic and doesn't have that cat smell. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, what time of the year do you want the plants to flower for you?
They don't even have to flower, just maybe an evergreen. Just something to put on the either side of the front steps. The snow gets shoveled down on either side, and something sturdy that's going to handle that.
Okay. Now, this area, sun or shade?
That's probably hard to say. The sun comes up. It's not a front-to-back type thing. It comes up one side of the house and goes over, and so the house is probably shading it more than...
Okay.
The sun.
And how tall do you want the plant to grow, Wendy?
4 to 5 feet.
Four to five feet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, if you want something that's going to grow 4 to 5 feet that won't have any smell to it and will take a combination of sun or shade, then I would consider something like the blue holly. Blue holly have no flowers, so they have all little tiny white flowers that most people don't see, but there's no scent to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have nice evergreen foliage, and the blue hollies grow much, much tighter than your American or your English holly. So they can be, and you can keep them pruned. If you want to keep the blue holly 3 feet tall or 4 feet tall, then you just prune it every single year, and you can keep it at whatever size you want. You can also allow it to grow taller. They will get up as high as 7 to 8 feet, just depending on what you want. You can grow them to be more of a conical shape. You can grow them to be in the shape of a ball. But the blue holly would be something that is very, very good, and it will give you some nice color during the winter months. The traditional yew, which is spelled Y-E-W, you can buy the spreading yew, and the spreading yew will get up in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 feet, and that you can shape. If you want it to be more columnar, you can buy one called Hatfield, and Hatfield is more upright and narrower than your common spreading yew. That way it would take less room. And again, the Hatfield yew, you can keep it at 3 to 4 feet, or let it get up to 6 or 7 feet. So I would think of either the yew or the holly, and that would give you nice evergreen foliage. Something like a juniper by the front door is kind of picky. It's got little sharp ends on the juniper. And during the summer, with a lot of traffic coming in and out of the porch, people wearing shorts, you don't want to run into prickly shrubs. So I stick with a yew or a blue holly. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, continuing on that theme, we have Steve on the line, who's looking for something to plant on his septic rise as well.
Okay. Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, thank you so much. You have a wonderful show.
Thank you.
And my thought is, I guess a couple of callers ago, you had a lady who was asking about the septic. I have the same question, but a little bit different. I've decided to retire my lawnmower and see what I can do. What can I put? I have a gentle rise, bright sun out there, a good portion of the day, but I want something made that's free. It doesn't have to be flowers, just ground cover that will just go crazy out there, and I don't really have to deal with. I'm thinking about eventually, you know, I'm retiring, and I want to just get rid of the lawnmower. I want to become lazy.
Yeah. Okay. Now, is it sunny or a shady area?
It has a good amount of sun. The only thing is, I noticed when they did the septic system, when the guys were working on it, I've never seen them use a big backhoe type thing. They picked up the loom, and they spread it like a salt shaker. I've never seen this before. So it maybe have, you know, a 16th or a 32nd of an inch of good loam on it, you know? So I don't know. So it's a good amount of
sun. It's really bad soil then.
It's just the bogus soil they put below.
Yeah. What I would do, one of the best ground covers, and if it's let uncared for, will take over. There's a ground cover called Ajuga. A-J-U-G-A. And Ajuga, in the right place, is a wonderful ground cover. You have to say to yourself, this is a plant that spreads, and this is what you're looking for. You have a slopey area. You've got terrible soil. What you would need to do is you go to your local nursery. Ajuga comes as individual plants, not cuttings. And you would dig a hole about 6 inches wide, 6 inches deep, put some good soil in it, and plant directly in that little pocket of soil that you've made. And you put the Ajuga about a foot apart. And once the plant matures and gets well established, it will send out runners, just like a strawberry. And that Ajuga will spread quickly. Now, it also makes a purpley-blue flower, and the flower will make seeds, and it makes it like a little pod. And when the pod dries out, it explodes, throwing the seeds in the air, which makes it spread again. So, but Ajuga comes in green. There is purple. There is kind of a white with purple coloration in it, and there's some narrow leaf varieties of Ajuga. But it's a very, very hardy plant. Just the one thing is, if it gets in your lawn, you'll need to use a weed killer just like you do for dandelions and things like that. To avoid that, pick off the flowers as soon as the blooming cycle is over, and that way you don't have to worry about the seeds blowing from your septic area into the rest of the yard. But it's a fast spreading, it's hardy, and it will grow in a terrible, terrible soil where most plants will not. And it will also grow in a day where it gets half a day of shade. So it's, for you, I think it's probably the best selection. Ajuga. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Estelle on the line who's calling about tomatoes and winterberry.
Okay. Estelle, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I've been waiting all week to talk to you. We have 4 or 5 Brandywine tomato plants that I started from seed, and then we put in San Marzanos also. Well, the Brandywine, one or two of them are starting on the top to get shriveled leaves. Do you have any idea what could be happening and what we can do?
It's a fungus.
Okay.
I planted some Brandywine also, and mine did the exact same thing, so I just picked them right off. I took my pruners, took them right off the plant, and it's making new shoots, and the new shoots are totally healthy.
Oh, great. Oh, okay. Okay, my next question is winterberry. Planted two of them this year, male and female, and one of them are getting brown spots on the leaves.
Okay, the brown spots on the winterberry is also a fungus caused by all of the weather that we have had. And if it's only on a few leaves, Estelle, pick off the leaves. You will eliminate the problem. If the weather continues to be wet like it has been, then I would use something like Serenade. Serenade is an all-organic, all-natural fungicide, and it will take care of an awful lot of fungus problems in the vegetable, on shrubs and trees, on perennials and roses, and it's a contact killer. You spray it, whatever's there, it kills, and it does sit on the leaf, but with the amount of rain and the frequency of the rain, it's been very hard. So if it's only on a few leaves, pick off the leaves, get them out of there, because once that fungus gets established, it makes like a little bubble. And the bubble is filled full of spores or seeds, and when the bubble is full, it explodes, throwing them in the air, and then it moves on to additional leaves. So if you eliminate the problem by getting rid of the leaves, and the weather decides to stabilize, then you also eliminate the problem. So you try that. But in the meantime, if the weather stays bad, get some Serenade fungicide. And if you come to Snow's, all of the products that we talk about during the show are all 20% off. So today's the day to fill up your garage and tool shed with fertilizers for the lawn and chemicals to keep everything healthy and clean. 800-259-9231.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1111.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace in Orleans. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so if you haven't gotten up yet, have your coffee, come on down, say hello, and bring your questions. And remember, all of the products that we talk about on the program are 20% off, and all the trees and shrubs today only are 20% off. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Debbie on the line calling about a boxwood.
Debbie, good morning. How can we help you with your boxwood?
Hi, Paul. Hi. I'm putting in a knot garden that I saw in England, and it's a four-strand knot garden, and I'm missing just one strand that I can't find. And I was wondering if you're familiar with it and know if it would be found in the United States. It's Buxus. Buxus. Sempervirens, and then it says Aurea magianta.
Does it have a little bit of yellow to it?
It says it's yellow-edged or yellow. I'd go for either one of those two.
Okay. What I would do, one of the bigger growers of boxwood in New England is in Weston, Massachusetts. And the name of the nursery actually is Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, Weston Nursery. When you think of the Boston Marathon, they start in Hopkinton. Weston is in Hopkinton. And they grow acres and acres of boxwood. And I know when I lived in Massachusetts, the nursery that I worked at, we bought all of our boxwood there because it was a lot hardier.
Do they do retail?
Weston. Yes.
Okay.
What I would do is to go in the Yellow Pages, our director assistant, and ask for Weston Nursery in Hopkinton, Mass., and give them a call because, again, they are one of the bigger boxwood growers for the Northeast. And I know whenever we sold their boxwood, we never had a problem with winter kill or dieback or any disease problems. And if they don't have it, then there's probably a reason, and they can tell you why. But Weston Nursery in Hopkinton, Mass.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Rick on the line, who's got some problems with his tomatoes.
Rick, what's happening with your tomatoes today?
Hey, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. Started some sweet millions, a friend of mine did, and brought them over back in the end of May. Anyway, we planted them outside, and now, due to the rain, I suspect, we've got some black leaves, black spots on the leaves. And I've pulled off quite a few of the leaves. I've now got some black spots coming up the stems. I was out checking out one of your sponsors, Serenade, and I think that it might be what I want to do and what I want to use to see if I can get rid of that fungus. What do you think?
Serenade is definitely the answer. Serenade was developed for the tomato industry. And I met one of the growers who did the test for Serenade when I was in Florida 3 years ago. The problem with tomatoes, of course, the main problem is the black spot on the foliage and then the yellowing. And when you have a season like we're getting right now, it starts at the base of the plant and quickly moves up.
That's exactly what's happening, yeah.
Yep. And I was in Florida visiting my son. I contacted the Serenade people, and they told me of the grower in Florida who was testing it for them. I went to see him, and he told me, he said, I made a fortune with Serenade. And I said, well, did it control your disease? And he said, I made a fortune with it because I was the only one using it on my tomato crop. Nobody else in Florida did. I sprayed it every 2 weeks through all of my fields, and as a result of the foliage staying green with no diseases and no yellow, my tomatoes ripened 2 weeks before all of the other tomato growers in Florida. He says, do you know what being the only one that has tomatoes means? He said, 30 cents a pound. And when you have 100 acres of tomatoes and you're getting 30 cents a pound more than everybody else, he made a fortune. But it was developed strictly for the tomatoes, and with tests they found that it works on a lot of things. Tall flocks for powdery mildew, on roses for powdery mildew, and now they have a turf disease control, and they think it's going to work on red thread. That's being tested at Oregon and Washington University, and we won't know until this summer. Have a great week, everybody. Come and see me at Snow's in Orleans.